the paragraph, because what will happen will show us. What is the price of knowing? The price of knowing is losing the innocence. Responsibility is no good stuff. If you are not responsible, you could do no matter what, good for you. Knowledge will stop you from that. And God knew it. And Satan explained it to Adam somehow. Therefore, they picked up the apple or the grain or no matter what. First bite, they discovered the non-existence. You know what happened when they had the first bite? Suddenly they realized they are naked. They will discover the existence of non-existence. See how it goes? Okay. This is the story. And Rumi will give you this story. The first answerable fellow is Satan. He will stand up and his answer is correct. Logically. You understand what I'm saying? What are you talking about? You wanted it and it happened. So what? You did it. That's why Satan is doomed. Because he tries to be logically correct. Then ask Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, they cannot say me. Satan repeated 3 times me. Oh my God, how did you cheated me? Rabbi Bema Avait. You did it to me. Adam cannot say me, that capital I. Why? Eve is over there, so he has to say we. He said, oh, we did it to ourselves. We brought this darkness to ourselves, because that zulm over there is darkness, maybe. We brought it to ourselves. Okay. And God is pleased. Not very pleased, really, will kick them out in the Bible. Here is different. You will see God will ask him that later. We'll call him and say, come here. Isn't it true that if I didn't want it, it couldn't happen? I said, of course. But then when I ask you, you'd blame yourself only. I said, of course, I had the fear. And there is a ritual for this. Do you remember the ritual stuff? Third paragraph of Masnavi. First paragraph was rule and exception. Second one was explanation of dream and imagination and non-existence. Remember? Third paragraph, he said, there is a ritual. Adab. There are routines. There are the ways to do stuff here. These days we call it attitude. Adam said, because this is the attitude I should have. I should blame myself. I should accept the responsibility. Why? Mainly because that Satan is in me. That knowledge is in me, isn't it? So logically, I try to deny the responsibility. Any wise guy will try to escape the responsibility, right? We don't. No. Because we're crazy. Yes? There is this state of craziness that the opposite is good. Do you know that state of being? Logical state of being in living creatures is I want to remain alive no matter what. Right? The good thing should be mine and the bad thing should happen to someone else. Right? This is logic of a living creature. There is an exception. Where is the exception?
Who are you asking?
Not you. You. Where is that exception? All the living creatures will think that I should remain alive, good thing for me, and the bad thing for someone else. Who will say the opposite?
Someone that's in love.
Someone who is in love will say, bad thing happened to me, not my beloved, and good thing for my beloved. It's crazy, yes. But we agreed upon it, we understood it right at the beginning. Rumi said, the only happy fellow walking on the earth is a lover. If you could fall in love and you fall in it, you don't make it, you don't achieve it, you cannot do anything really about love. You could only increase your chance to be that silly person, being in love, losing everything, and being the envy of everyone. Look at the Romeo and Juliet. They really didn't have time to have a good sex even. And they died. And everybody envies them. Because they had a happy life. Happiness is in the heart of a lover. Only and only. Love could happen to everyone. But you could increase your chance. By what? One of them is the manner. And here we talk about the manner mainly. Here the masters will teach us how to change your manner. Therefore, Adam will say, out of fear. This was the way to do this. It was Adab. So I did it. And God will reward him. Let's hear it.
Consider both our action and the action of God. Regard our action as existent. This is manifest. If the action of created beings be not in the midst, then say not to anyone, why have you acted thus? The creative act of God brings our actions into existence. Our actions are the effects of the creative act of God. A rational being perceives either the letter or the purpose. How should he comprehend two accidents at once? If he goes to the spirit, he becomes unheedful of the letter. No eye sees forward and backward at the same moment. At the time when you look in front, how at the same time can you look behind you? Recognize this. Inasmuch as the soul does not comprehend the letter and the spirit, how should the soul be the creator of them both? O Son, God comprehends both. The action does not hinder him from the other action. Satan said, because thou hast seduced me, the vile devil concealed his own act. Adam said, we have done wrong unto ourselves. He was not, like us, unheedful of the action of God. From respect he concealed it in the sin. By casting the sin upon himself, he ate fruit. After his repentance, God said to him, O Adam, did not I create in thee that sin and tribulation? Was it not my foreordainment and destiny? How didst thou conceal that at the time of excusing thyself? Adam said, I was afraid. I did not let respect go. God said, I too have observed it towards thee. Whoever brings reverence gets reverence. Whoever brings sugar eats almond cake. For whom are the good women? For the good men. Treat thy friend with honor, offend and see. O heart, bring a parable for the sake of a difference, that thou mayest know compulsion from free will.